Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. So a few weeks ago, when our friends and visiting bishops from Peru, Ethiopia, and Uganda were here with us, I was having dinner with Bishop Jorge, who's the bishop of Peru. And Bishop Jorge and I have been friends and ministry partners for several years now, and I value his friendship and the things that he has to say very dearly. Well, earlier that day, before dinner, Bishop Jorge had gone to visit Church Place, you know, our new future permanent home there on Main Road, so that he could see the property and pray a little bit over the property and everything. When I saw him that night, he was so happy for us. He was overjoyed. He was thrilled of what the Lord was doing. He could see the vision of developing that property and with the absolute fullness of God's plan and of God's provision. Bishop Jorge saw that. And then he also told me, after saying this, that the Anglican Diocese of Peru is going to give us money in order to develop that property. So you may or may not know that the Diocese of Peru, since Jorge has been bishop, has completely dedicated their mission and ministry to the poorest people in Peru. They go places that other churches simply won't go. They go because they've been called to provide help and hope of Jesus Christ to people who otherwise have no help or hope. And the Diocese of Peru has little to no money. There's some of their clergy who even do not receive a salary or a stipend. It is this ministry partnership, this friendship that we have, that are going to help us pay for developing our property, new buildings, everything else. What an incredible blessing. What an incredible example of sacrifice that is. They want to participate with us in that great blessing, literally giving out of their poverty. Bishop Jorge then told me about the Peruvian tradition of a poyaca. A poyaca is similar to what we would know of as an oyster roast or a fish fry. A poyaca in Peru is a gathering of people that come together to celebrate and to raise money for a worthy cause. And they fry this very delicious chicken. And he said that they would host a poyaca for us, or maybe two or three or four. But friends, I could not be more gracious for that friendship. Because that's more than a partnership, isn't it? For that friendship, for that deep level of connection that we have with our friends in Peru, between St. John's Parish Church, the Diocese of Peru, that we get to celebrate the work of the Lord in this capacity. What an amazing blessing that is. What a reason to be gracious. Well, just a couple of minutes ago, we prayed together Psalm 138. We did it responsively, one verse, then the next. But Psalm 138 is a psalm written by King David. It was written in great gratitude for God's faithfulness, for God's provision. We here at St. John's Parish Church are in a time absolutely of great gratitude for God's faithfulness and God's provision. And I am thankful for this congregation. I am thankful for every one of you. I have learned so much from you, especially in these last 3+ years. You have blessed me in countless ways. Your faithfulness, your generosity, your resiliency is absolutely remarkable. Thank you. I am grateful for you. So we joined our voices praying Psalm 138. And as we did that, it truly was a proclamation of the acknowledgement of God's faithfulness within this body. So David begins the psalm giving great thanks to God, thanks with his whole heart, even before all of the distractions and the attention grabbers of the world. His focus and thanks is toward God, toward the Lord only. I think all of us will do well to leave behind the things that we see in the news and on the media that pit us against each other, and strive to humble ourselves before God in gratitude for his Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to save the world from the chaos and the distraction. Then in verse 2, David calls himself to worship the Lord in the holy temple, to praise the name of the Lord, to acknowledge the truth of God, which is worthy to be magnified in his life above all things. We know that the world around us will stop at nothing to distract us from the sacrificial love of God. We know that the world, the flesh, and the devil will always attempt to infiltrate in our lives in any means possible and in every way possible. The world, the flesh, and the devil will always try to get into our homes, into our relationships and friendships and our spheres of influence, even in our Bible studies and our group gatherings. The world, the flesh, and the devil will constantly try to infiltrate every space of life. The evil one, friends, is always on the prowl, and it's necessary that we recognize these times, these days, these ways that the evil one tries to infiltrate. And when we call upon the name of the Lord hears us. He strengthens us. He unifies us. And there is great power in the name of Jesus. Gratitude is the response of King David. Gratitude, friends, is our response today. Again, I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for all of our salvation. I am thankful that the Holy Spirit has brought us together at such a time for such a reason, to move toward his holy temple in the construction of a new place of worship dedicated to what God has done, is doing, and will do through his faithful people on into the future. As you know, we are in the beginning phases of the Higher Ground capital fundraising campaign. Named Higher Ground because of our connection with this place where we currently are, Hot Gap School, which in French, Hot Gap translates to High Gap, or even if we look at it in a spiritual capacity, for God. And our new property on Main Road, Church Place, is some of the highest elevation on John's Island. Therefore, we are moving from the High Gap to higher ground for God. And the last several weeks, there has been a great deal of dedication and work in the planning and preparation of this campaign. And today, It is my honor to reveal to you, we have three benchmarks that we're looking for. Three benchmarks in this campaign. Specific targets that will get us to where we need to be in order to fund the continued development of the property. Some of the work has already been done. As you can see when you drive by, the road to get onto the property is completed. The construction on the road is finished, and now we are awaiting Charleston County and the State Department of Transportation to inspect and approve everything, but we're going to be able to go on to that property via the road very soon. And once everything is approved and worked out, your staff is beginning preparations for a worship service on site, an outdoor worship service on site that will likely be the annual service of Christmas lessons and carols. You know, it's the service that we for a long time called the Christmas Under the Oaks. Well, there are some oak trees out there, but not many. There are lots of pine trees. So it'll be Christmas under the pines this year. But in the meantime, we continue to work towards our benchmarks. And there is the first step benchmark. $3 million. That's our first step benchmark. It's a level of commitment that is to begin things moving forward. The benchmark number two is the challenge benchmark, and that is $4 million. And then benchmark number three, the celebration benchmark of $5 million. So these are our three benchmarks, $3, $4, $5 million. These benchmarks take place in the form of pledges from you over a three-year period of time. Now, I do want to stress that this is above and beyond normal giving, normal pledging and giving. We still need to operate the church. So this is above and beyond that. We still need to operate the church in the way that the Lord has called us to operate. And in just a few minutes from now, you're going to hear from our campaign chairs where we are in that process, where we are in our benchmarks. You're going to hear from them in just a few minutes. But in the coming days and weeks, do expect significantly more pledges to come in. And there are a series of meetings that are scheduled in homes and in Resurrection Hall this week and leading into next week too, that in order to provide everyone in the congregation with additional information that you'll need, hopefully answer any questions that you may have, give everyone the opportunity to participate in this Lord's work of funding our vision to develop Church Place. Friends, we are well on our way. The Lord is already providing. We are well on the way. And I don't think it's too much of a stretch to get to that celebration benchmark soon. That celebration, that $5 million benchmark. I think we can do that. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But we can do it. There are many things in the life of St. John's Parish Church that we are thankful for. Many things to be thankful for today. As soon as I'm finished this morning, just another 30 seconds or so, we're going to pass out these gratitude cards. I gave you a little preview of that in the children's message today. But these cards are going to be passed out to you, along with the pen, so in case you didn't bring one. So these cards are going to be passed out to you. And there's two questions, or two things to write. What am I most thankful for? And what do I love about my church? Both of those are on these cards. I ask you to, in between the times that you get it and before you leave, to fill it out. What am I thankful for and what do I love about my church? And then there are going to be some baskets. There'll be two different baskets for you to put those in as you are leaving today. And Like I said, there'll be those are going to be passed out to you in just a minute. And we know that we are wholly thankful for the Lord. We are thankful for his work. We are thankful for the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We are thankful for God's faithfulness towards us. We are thankful for the faithfulness of one another. We are thankful for the great power, gift, and glory of the Holy Spirit. And so those cards are going to be passed out to you in just a minute. But I want to ask you now, if you will turn to page 6 in your booklet. That's Psalm 138. And I want us to pray together the first two verses of Psalm 138. Psalm 138, verses 1 and 2. And if the gratitude team, if you could get the cards ready to go, as soon as we're finished with these two verses, then those will be handed out to you. Okay, let's pray together, verses 1 and 2, Psalm 138. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Even before the gods will I sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name because of your loving kindness and truth. For you have magnified your name and your word above all things. Amen.